WHCL, Clinton, New York. Jack Hilton's Gilbert and Sullivan medley, both parts, recorded in 1933. The last vocal that you heard, of course, was not strictly Gilbert and Sullivan. That was his very, very popular, I would say an art song. It was sung all over the place, The Lost Chord. It was a parlor song. People would play it when in that. And it was, the lyric was actually written by Adelaide Ann Proctor. Yes, I had to look that up, but I'm so glad I did. And Sullivan wrote the lyric, the music, at the death of his, at the bedside of his brother Fred as he was dying, which was very sad. But the rest of it was Gilbert and Sullivan, and if you're a Gilbert and Sullivan bug, as I am, and that's why I try to sneak in Gilbert and Sullivan, under the most flimsy of pretexts, you probably recognize most of those selections. And you heard stuff from the Gondoliers, Yeoman of the Guard, a lot of stuff, things from Pirates of Penzance, and lots of stuff in there, Mikado, you name it. Not too much from Patience, though. I miss that. That's the one I like. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm a culture vulture from way back. This is WHCL 88.7, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now. Well, speaking of, you know, we're going to retain a little bit of high culture here. Here is Fred Van Epps with an intermezzo in 1913. Well, yes, an intermezzo played on the banjo. That was fair game. And it's called Omena, O-M-E-N-A, off an old Columbia 78. So this is Omena, intermezzo. Thank you.
She went a-paddling home. First I kiss her a while, and when I get through, I paddle for 1 mile and trip back for two. Then I keep paddling, paddling home, until I find a spot where we're all alone. Oh, if she'd only say, throw your paddles away. Paddling, paddling, sweet, sweet paddling, paddling, paddling home.
And that was the amazing banjo playing of Eddie Peabody. And if you've never heard Eddie Peabody play, he really, oh boy, he tears into that thing. Harry Reeser was amazing, but Eddie Peabody was incredible. He played it, I don't know what the analogy would be. He reminds me of some of these guitarists we have now who play so fast and so furiously that you can't even see or tell what they're doing. Well, Eddie Peabody, if you'll forgive this analogy, was like a rock star of the banjo. And Arthur Hall was singing there, okay for acoustic, whatever. That was from a Banner 78, 1925, Paddling Madeline Home. Before that, and I have to say, this record to me, it's miraculous that I was even able to do a transfer of it, because I don't have, my equipment is, shall we say, basic. So I had this Edison Diamond disc, and I with Fletcher Henderson. I bought it because it was Fletcher Henderson. I said, "Well, I'm going to try to play it." Well, after numerous experiments and failed attempts, I managed to get a transfer of it that sounds pretty good, and that's Fletcher Henderson and orchestra playing an extended version, 4 minutes and 17 seconds worth of Shake Your Feet from 1923. So everybody gets a chance to solo, and you heard some pretty good ones in there. You heard a lot of Coleman Hawkins. It was, these guys really were cutting loose. And it just makes you wonder what would happen if more people had gotten into the Edison studio to make records. Some of the records we'd have today would be incredible. We'd be able to hear more of those solos. 3 minutes is just, that's when people are just starting to get hot. That's when they got to close it off. So 3 minutes and about three and a half minutes at tops, but Fletcher and the gang were going there for over 4 minutes on Shake Your Feet. I'm glad I got that, and I tried to play the other side, and it wouldn't play, so that's truly miraculous. And I'm glad I was able to bring that on tonight. Yes. Before that, Fred Van Epps, also a major banjo talent. Seems to be a lot of banjo in that set. Omina, an intermezzo from 1913, off of the original issue Columbia, as far as I'm able to determine. And now, this recording, too, is very amazing. This is Radiola, by the way, and I'm Andy Sr., gabbing, as always, but with intent, with purpose. And here's a recording from 1926 by Frank Black and his orchestra. Basically, I guess it's the symphonic sound that Paul Whiteman was aiming at. But Dr. Frank Black was known as really a symphony guy. He was doing serious music. Al Galadora worked for him, in fact. So later on when he was doing radio work. But here's Frank Black in 1926 with a lovely tune that was not recorded anywhere near enough, and it's just a British tune. But I just love this song, and I wish there were about 20 more records of it, but here's one. The Two of Us. Thank you.
happy, there'll never be 5 or 4 or even 3. There'll be just me for 2, my dear, the 2 of us. Of course, in time to come, we'll find room, I suppose. That's when the folks will see us buying baby clothes. But for the present, there'll only be the 2 of us. Nobody else to make a fuss. And don't you see, that's quite enough, the 2 of us.
was Arnold Frank and his Rogers Cafe Orchestra, Black Mariah from 1927. And the Coronado's name on there, and I just have to say, because I just think this is the most, is an amazing name for any, it's, no, Bix Meiderbeck sounds normal compared to Swanee Swinumsen, but he was a good player. What a player on there. He had a lot of Bix in there, too. A little of that sound that could certainly navigate. And that was recorded, I believe, in Minneapolis. Odd. But I'm glad they recorded it. And before that, Lyle Bowen and his Philadelphians, Billy Walsh on the vocal, Will You Be Sorry? And that was from 1928. And this band did not record. And that last chorus, you could tell that was one hot band. If you were listening to that band play hot, you would know that you were hearing a really good band, and they were, you could tell they were cooking. After the vocal chorus and the sweet stuff, they were ready to tear the joint down, and they sounded amazing. Began with Frank Black and his orchestra. Again, amazing group there. What a sound, just a richness of it and depth. It sounds like it's a somewhat later recording. But that was recorded in 1926 on a Brunswick. And that was the two of us. I believe Phillips Campbell Connolly composition. Those three guys. And I think that's British. I will be corrected by those who know better, I am sure. But indeed, that was... I love that song, and I just wish it had been recorded more. There's one recording in the mid-30s and a transcription by Gene Austin, and there's another one, I believe it was Johnny Hamp. It's a hard song to find. It's really hard to find that. So whatever turns up, I'm willing to listen to. That's just a great song, and that's about the best recording I've ever heard of it. Now, here's some night songs. Indeed, we're getting into the thick of the night here, so you better turn on your lights. Your bug light. Try to, put on your mosquito repellent, too. George Dewey Washington in 1929. Now, this had some resonances back in 2005, and this song, I didn't know about it then, but this is so appropriate to what occurred in early September 2005. That it is almost heartbreaking if you listen to it in that context. So listen to it how you will. Here's George Dewey Washington with Dreary Night.
I'm so lonely, feeling blue, waiting by the darkness, there's a view that I never witnessed before. Dreary night on the slippery shore, dreary night and I'm blue. The storms are beating on my cabin door, and the rain is seeping through. Dreary night, and the water high, ask me why do I moan? The levee's broken and the flood rolls by, taking everything I hold. Through the night I watch and pray, while kneeling here in my shack. Praying for the storm to go, and for the sun to come back. Dreary night, and my soul is numb, I'm too weary to cry. I'm only waiting for the dawn to come, just to bid the river goodbye. It's a dreary night on the slippery shore. It's a dreary night and I'm feeling so blue. Now listen to that storm beating on my cabin door. Just look at that rain a-steeping through. It's a dreary night and the water's high. And you ask me why do I moan? A don't you know that the levee's broken and the blood rolling by, and it's taken everything that I owe. Now all through the night and day I watch and pray, while I'm kneeling here in my little old shack, and I'm just praying for the storm to go and for the sun to come back. Dreary night and my soul is numb. I'm too weary to cry. I'm only waiting for the dawn to come, just to bid the river goodbye. Just to bid the river goodbye.
Tell her how much her
sing. I know the song you will sing her will bring her to me.
Chester Hale singing with Ben Salvin. No, Sam Lannon, excuse me. I had a momentary lapse, and it's lasted since 1972. Sam Lannon and his orchestra, Chester Hale on the vocal, Song of the Moonbeams, 1929. Before that, Harold Scrappy Lambert, Moonlight Madness. Nice tune as well, 1928. And beginning with George Dewey Washington, wrenching your heart out and his, I have to say, 1929, dreary night. Well, the night isn't dreary. It's a happy night, and we're enjoying ourselves here on Radiola. And I'm speaking for myself, and I know there are some people streaming and listening on air, and I do appreciate that very much. This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for streaming. The stream seems to be working okay now, so God knows why that's happening, but it is. Here's a Bill Chalice arrangement done originally by Paul Whiteman, but here's Glenn, and it might have been originally done by Gene Goldcat, but it was used by Whiteman, and here it is by the Glenn Gray. Glenn Gray and his orchestra, actually the Castle Home Orchestra, 1933. Dardanella, that's a good reading of this. I like this. Oh, yeah.
your calls they come to. I want them here, for I love to be near anything that's part of you. Send me a glove you're not using, one that your fingers wore through. Mail it today, honey, don't throw away anything that's part of you. Bundle up your worn-out shoesies, send them parcel post. Don't you think you better enclose a little letter to the one who loves you most? Send me the pillow you dream on, I want to dream on it too. I'm happy, dear, just as long as I'm near anything that's part of you.
You just melt in your mouth. From coast to coast, you hear them boast as they toast the pride of the sunny south. Sure enough, she'll make it tough for every gal in town. Short, sweet, and lovely, Dixie Anna Brown.
Yeah, Ken Drake and his orchestra, a lot of swingy accordion in there. And no, that is not a contradiction in terms, by the way. Jimmy Ray on the vocal, Dixie Anna Brown, 1937, off a nice buff Bluebird. Oh yeah, very buff and very nice. Before that, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, whom we'll hear from again very shortly. Anything That's Part of You, 1934, off an Oriole, which was rather anomalous for them. I think the original lyrics were... originally written by somebody named Bud Snarf, but he didn't get label credit, although I think it was tied up in ASCAP for a few years. Beginning with Glenn Gray, Castle Home Orchestra, Dardanella, great chalice chart there, and always a great reading from them, 1933. Wow, that's good. Here's Victor Young on Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. playing it for you. Victor Young and his Brunswick Orchestra, 1931. Lovely, lovely recording. Yeah, Dick Robertson singing it. And the candlelight.
candlelight in the still of night, with a moon above hanging low. How I held you tight when you said goodnight. How I whispered, love, must you go? For I seemed to feel that the end was near. You would disappear with the dawn, like the still of night, like the moon so bright, like the candlelight, you're gone. Still of night, like the moon so bright, like the candlelight, you're
Isn't that a lovely song? I really love that. And that really got me thinking about calling this Shellac for a Summer Night tonight, because I had to use that record. I just couldn't not use that record. Carmen Lombardo with the Royal Canadians there, guy in the Royal Canadians. And he, Summer Night, 1936, off of Victor. I've never heard that song before. My wife listened to it, and she said, that's a lovely song. That's a beautiful song. You got to use that. So, yes. And I hope it gains some currency, and I hope those who have never heard it before enjoy it. Before that, Victor Young and his Brunswick Orchestra. Now, by the way, that was a song by Al Dubin and Harry Warren, and it's one of their rare. It must have been somewhat in circulation, but it's gorgeous stuff. Gorgeous. Also gorgeous, In the Candlelight, 1931. Victor Young and his Brunswick Orchestra. Dick Robertson on the vocal. In the Candlelight, yeah. Well, I've had a busy day, and I know you probably have had a busy day, and it's winding down a bit, although I'm going to run over till a little after 10 a bit, but don't worry, nobody into this week. Next week, the guy may be back, Gray Fox may be back in after me, but I'll temper my show accordingly. I'm Andy Senior. You've been listening to Radiola for 2 hours, or however long you've been listening. Glad the stream was up. Thanks for streaming here on WHCL.org and WHCL 88.7 FM. Thank you for listening, and whatever radio will get this show locally. I'll be back next week at 8, and also tune in early at 6 to listen to Mark Fuller in Retro Country. And Mark is a great guy. He does an amazing show, and I can't praise it highly enough. Mark is just, you got to listen early and then stick around for me if you're so inclined. So tune in at 6 for Mark, and I'll be on at 8, and we'll be on till 10. And if you want to listen to the other guy, he should be back next week, too. Here's Frank Luther ending the show very appropriately. Joe Green Orchestra, actually, on Perfect in 1934. And I should close the show with this more often, because it describes me at the end of the show very well. Little man, you've had a busy day.
Took your kitty car away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles, tell you what we'll do. Dad'll get you new ones right away. Better go to sleep now, little man, you've had a busy day. You've been playing soldier, the battle has been won. The enemy is out of sight. Come along, there, soldier, put away your gun. The war is over for tonight. Time to stop your scheming, time your day is through. Can't you hear that bugle softly say? Time you should be dreaming, little man, you've had a busy day.
WHCL, Clinton, New York.